So we're doing Tosfos of Zarak Vinach. Agave Ziz Kalshio. Okay. I mean the Rosh, by the way, Tosfos Rosh skips the whole middle part there.
Right.
Okay. So so basically his question is, so let's just review what happened. Do you want to know who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if it lands on the hand, that you give it in the hand, you chayev. Problem is, it's not dollar dollar. So, one solution is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Kemisha Chadamia. Okay? Kluta Kemisha Chadamia. Okay. So let's heal Kluta Kemisha Chadamia. Let's review. I think we're going to have to do this toast. We're going to have all the svaras in our head anyways. Okay? So let's review this thing with the svaras. Okay? So, dollar dollar is then makam. Okay? That we have. Okay, so it's a Kluta Kemisha Chadamia. So we said, what's the idea of Kluta Kemisha Chadamia? So he said it means that the din. Okay, so let's just go to the basics part. Don't want to do the tosos. So basically, he said that it's Kluta Kemisha Chadamia means that the Machzotza isn't really giving it a new din makom, but it's changing its rishas, changing the rishas. Okay, and changing the rishas is right at when you cross the border. I mean, Tosos Yishanim also is changing rishas. It's just that. In theory, it should have to be permanent, but once you change the Roshos, it's the beginning of the end or whatever. But essentially, that's the idea. It's a Kluta Kemisha Chadamia, you just have to change the Roshos. And since you change the Roshos, it doesn't need Dala Dala, you don't need Hanach. Okay, fine. So that's good. That's Kluta Kemisha Chadamia. Maybe he's the author of our Mishnah, which is in the end. Because in the end, even though it's not Dala Dala, it's changing the Roshos. Okay, fine. You don't need a Makom. Ah, so then the Gemara said, not so fast. Because Rabbi Akiva, all you have evidence for is Rabbi Akiva holds bad anacha, but not, maybe he still needs an akira. Okay. So, what's the sense to that? What's the sense of differentiating between the akira and the anacha? So, Tosfos said, because ayeteish mkoma, and that's what he did in the Mishkan. So, we see the way we explained it was that there's a difference that perhaps his svara is not like we're saying. Not really changing Roshos. And it was maybe he really holds a different svara. Really, he agrees that it's eating makom. But he holds that the productivity, what's the productivity of Otsah?
Is it Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva. But the way, if you say it's only Akira, not Hanacha. It's only Hanacha, not Akira. What? Yeah, brooding, right. Now, where you would have thought, previously we said that the productivity of Otsah is you're changing the Din Roshos. It used to have a Din makom here, and now it's the Din Roshos, makom. It used to have this makom, and now you're giving it the new makom. And that was the productivity. So then Yakira and Anach are equal. But he says, no. Maybe Rabbi Akiva's svara is al yetze ish mkom or al yotzi means that Allah is uprooting the kviyas of the chafta. That is the malacha. It's taking a chafta which has a din makom and making it like a free chafta. Okay, uprooting the din, the kviyas of the makom. That's a type of a. It's supposed to transfer, right. And therefore, the real idea is the uprooting it. And the only reason you have to go into the other rishas is because unless it. As long as you don't, it's so to speak only to go back where you put it down. Even though physically it may not be on the ground, conceptually it's still mitzuruf to the place to its makom until you bring it out into the other rishos. Then once you cross the border, then you say that that's history. Now it's basically you've completed your uprooting of the chafta. But the productivity for Rabbi Akiva is the uprooting of the chafta, and therefore you don't need a hanacha. You just need a kluta kemishoncha. It's all you need. You don't need to put it down in the other rishos. So maybe he has a whole different idea. Not because he just holds this transferring rishos. He agrees that din makom, and that's why dalad al dalad you need on the akira because it's breaking the kviyas makom. And because Mung is only Dal Dal, it just didn't Hanacha. But our Mishnah is not going to work out because our Mishnah is saying is you don't even need a Nakira because you take it from the guy's hand. So Nechaim asked, he says, why is the Malacha uprooting the Kvias and making it free? Why is he saying that way? Maybe the other way. What about, why can't, or it's not so much of a problem, but why couldn't you have had it? Maybe the only in Hanacha you don't need a. You don't need a makom, but in Akira, you don't need a makom in Akira, but you need a makom in Anacha. Like, why is it that, maybe, say, for instance, the productivity would be taking a free object and giving it a makom. Couldn't that have equally been? It's just the opposite things.
Well,
that's what I think. One answer is that the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva clearly holds you don't need a Hanacha. The question is, what does he, but just because he doesn't need a Hanacha doesn't mean he doesn't need an Akira, because there's a svara to say that's the Malacha. Now, but you'll say, why should that be the malacha? Like, if the malacha is changing the rishos Fine, but why is this the malacha? But I think that's what Tosfos is getting to, is two answers. First of all, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. He shows they did that in the Mishkan. So Enochnami, maybe that would have also been a productive thing, but malacha, Mishkan, selects the types of productivity which are necessary on Shabbos, you know what I mean? So that's one answer. And the second is, or because the Pasuk says, Al-Yotze Yishvim Kovo, so the Pasuk that we're selecting that productivity as opposed to the other one. Why am I not? Well, why maybe you could say why. We said it, we did say this a little bit, it's speculative a little bit, but the idea of Al-Yotze is based on Al-Yotze Yishvim Kovo, it's Tchum. That's the Pasuk. And the Limud is Al-Yotze. So Tchum is an idea, it's like on Shabbos you should be Kavu in your Makom. You shouldn't be going around in the world. You shouldn't be a traveler on Shabbos. Shabbos you should be Kavua, sit down, let's say learn Torah, whatever philosophical idea is behind it. But the idea is that you should be fix your Makom on Shabbos. Can't go out of your Makom. So you could argue that as Al-Yotze is saying is that type of an idea exists in the Chafetz also. That you can't be Motzi Chafetz is also, it's like somehow related to the Tum, to the Tum. It's Chafetz also should be Kavua. And to break their kvias is a I don't know exactly how to work here. Something like that, you know. I mean, it's on that limud. Like, I'm not sure of the limud. I have to get how exactly to get into that limud, but it's in that framework. But that's the one the Torah selected. But one problem is so that I think is going to answer your question. But basically the answer is sort of speak ein hachanami, that there is no conceptually the same. But I was telling you the Ramban. Okay, so to the Ramban says like this. He says he's talking about by Akira Nachman Agami Makom Dalet. He's saying he's bothered by where does this whole idea of Makom Dalet come from, the Ramban. So Tosfos, they all dealt with it, right? Tosfos says because Al Yetzes Mkomo and Makom is Dalet, or because that's what it did in the Mishkan, that's what people do, and all those answers. The Ramban because it won't stay there. So he just says Pirush Gemara Gamri La Hachi. So it's like a Mesora. Mikroi Laslan. There's no pasuk. There's no even Mishnah or Brisa that openly says it. It's just, we know it. It's a Masorah. So that's the fact that you need Dalet altogether. You're just saying that's just a fact. We know it. Right, where it says, maybe there's a difference in Hanachah. Svarahu. The Adifalay Akira. It's a Svarah that Akira is better. V'lo kimoshe pirash. Peyur slash Pirshu. So on the bottom of the note, they want to say Efshe Sarach Lomar Shepirsh Betosvos. Right, as they say, Rabbi Tam V'Riv. Maybe there was the Mishkan or Yal Yetzai. So the Ramban saying is it's a pure svara that Akira is better. Okay, Akira is better. You think Anacha?
You would think that.
Okay, so now Chaim's question comes back. So why is it these answers that we are saying? Are good. That's what the Tosfos and Tosfos and the Rebbe and the Rebbe were holding. But it sounds like there is a svara out there still. So for this, maybe we could go back to that thing we said a long time ago. Okay. I was holding it out because no one was saying it, but maybe we said. I think it will work. Namely, we said, let's say really Rabbi Akiva. It's not changing Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva really holds the same old thing, changing Rishos. Changing Rishos. Right? The way we're learning, it's changing Rabbi Akiva. He's saying, forget that Rishos deal. It's a whole new thing. Really, he needs dal, fine. But really, in terms of the productivity of the Al-Malacha, it's really changing Rishos. And therefore, you don't really need Akira on Nacha. Just changing Rishos. Okay? You don't need dal either way. But he holds that you need, there's the chafza. The chafza is changing rishos, but you need the gavra to be involved in hotzah. You can't just have a chafza flying through a rishos and say you did hotzah. Okay, like for instance, this is what's bothersome about the thing altogether. You throw the thing, let's say, from rishos rabim to rishos yachid to rishos rabim. So instantly I threw it from rishos rabim to rishos yachid. Then what? Then it's just flying through rishos yachid to rishos rabim and I'm doing hotzah there. It's true. I set the thing into motion. And I could see the first transfer. You'll say, I began the process and I'm throwing it. I did the akira, and now the hotzah hanacha or the transfer is attributable to me. But if you have, if I'm not doing the akira, if I never, so to speak, engage myself, do the initiating action of the hotzah, then you could argue that there's no hotzah, there's no gavra hamotzi. So it's true in terms of the chafza that it changed Rishuyos. But still, Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that you still need the God, the Akira, from the framework of the Gavra, for him to be involved in the Hotzah, to be a Motzi. For him to be a Motzi, maybe you need an Akira. Now you could ask, before you ask, you could ask, okay, but there's a problem. Why do you need that al-Dalat? I could understand saying that you need to pick it up. You can't just be flying. But he's not just saying that he's saying you need dalad al dalad, right? Saying is maybe he needs dalad al dalad, because in the Mishnah you have that, and our Mishnah you take it out of the guy's, you have an Akira, you're taking it out of the guy's hand. It was at rest, and you're picking it up and carrying it out. It's just you're saying is it wasn't Munach on something which is dalet al dalet, but it's not talking about just flying across, right? So maybe Akiva is the author of our Mishnah, and he's just changing Rishos, and you have an Akira, you picked it up out of his hand. So your hand isn't dalet al dalet, who cares? But if you're just saying is that the person has to be active, so then why do you need dalet al dalet? Dalet al dalet is good in terms of the makom of the chafta, the kvias of the chafta, but in terms of the gavra, what's the difference? So Chaim's question, I have to think about another answer. It's a knockout. I have to think about it. But his question is that the whole idea of saying is that it's not a, that you have to do an action is, yeah, if it's flying through there, you're not doing anything. But here, you're carrying the thing across. So what do you need to be okur at? First of all, he says, what do you need to be okur from dalal dalal or gimel gimel? What do you need dalal dalal? But he's saying, even forget dalal dalal problem. Is you're actually bringing the thing across. Like in case of the mission, you're bringing the thing across. When you say not involved in those, oh, you're bringing it across. Who cares whether you pick it up? Dalal, gimel, or anything. Even if it was floating in midair, you pick it out of the air, but you're bringing it across, so of course you're involved. So that's a good question. Let's think about it. Let's think about it that way, or even if maybe there's a different story from the Ramban. But let's move forward. Okay, so scratch the Ramban. So in the meantime, though, so the Svara is, the Tosis, so the Gemara is saying is maybe, so Rabbi Akiva at this point, you have two possibilities. Either Rabbi Akiva holds Kutub Mishahuncha, and it would apply both Akira and Hanacha, which would mean that a Sotzah is essentially just a transfer of Rishos. Or, but the Gemara is saying, no, maybe he doesn't hold that. Maybe he holds it really is not Rishos, Makom. But the productivity of Hotzah is the uprooting the Kvias. It's not changing the Kvias, but it's uprooting the Kvias of the Chafza. And that's maybe what Rabbi Akiva holds. So therefore, you can't apply Rabbi Akiva to our Mishnah. You don't have a Raya that Rabbi Akiva holds. All you have to do is transfer it. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds a different Svara, namely, that you just have to break the Kvias of the Rishos. Break the Kvias of the Chafza. And therefore, you need dalal on the Akira, but not on the Hanacha. Okay? So that's how the Gemara went. So they rejected that. Then comes along Rabbi Yosef and says, no, the author is Rabbi Yosef. Is Rabbi. Because Rabbi says if you throw something and it lands on a ziz, on a kol shehu, so you chayev. Okay, aye, but a ziz isn't dalal dalal. So where's your Hanacha? So Elamai must be he holds. You don't need a Hanacha. So is that Klut HaKmishoncha? It's not exactly Klut HaKmishoncha, but it's close to Rabbi Akiva, but he somehow has this added proviso that has to land somewhere. Not Dalal Dalet, but it has to land somewhere. Okay? Oh, so, but either way, so he holds, you don't need Dalal Dalet, so the Gemara says, maybe he's the author of our Mishnah. Maybe he's the author of our Mishnah. Okay, yeah, our hand is definitely that, so maybe he's the author of our Mishnah. So the big problem, Tosas asks, is, yeah, but you just forgot about something. That's only the Hanacha.
Right.
But maybe he needs Akira, the exact same problem. Yeah, he just forgot about that whole thing. Okay, but basically Tosas says, no, really, ain't a Hanami. He could have asked that question, but he asked a better question. Okay, and then Tosas gets into another problem. Which, I guess, the simplest way to learn, I'm not convinced that it's right, but maybe it is. The Maram would learn as it means, he basically shows that the other pshat also doesn't work out. This question is, which the statement of Rabbi is it that Rabbi Yosef is referring to? So it tries to say that it's talking about this statement.
This is.
But it knocks it out because, so that's what he says, it's a better knockout. And they knocked it out by saying it's talking about the case of an Elon, talking about a different case. Abai says it's talking a different case, so therefore he can't learn. So then it went to a different thing of Rabbi Yosef. A different thing of Rabbi. Another case of Rabbi. And it went along with that, but it showed that also doesn't work out. But basically, what the Maharam wants to say is, but if you look at the Gemara in Hazorik, it doesn't work out. Rav Yosef can't possibly have meant that Gemara. Okay, because that's what he shows. Rabbi Yosef could not have meant that, and Rabbi Yosef had to have meant
the first one.
So since Rabbi Yosef had to have meant the first one, you're back to your same kasha, which is that why doesn't he ask Dilma Akira? In other words, it must be he wasn't learning like Abaye, that is talking about a different case of the tree or whatever.
Right.
It must be Rabbi Yosef wasn't learning like that. So since he wasn't learning like that, you're back to your question is, why didn't the Gemara say Dilma Akira, that whole thing?
Or worse, if he's not learning like Abaye.
I guess maybe I'll say is that the Gemara holds like Abaye. But Rav Yosef, it shows from Rav Yosef himself, he couldn't have learned it was the other one. So therefore, it had to be that Rav Yosef really meant this is, that it was not because of this thing. But then the question is but why was Rav Yosef satisfied? Why don't you say, Dilma Kira, Velahanacha? Same problem? It could be, this is one way to read it. It's certainly one way to read it. I mean, you could argue on the way to read the Gemara, but this is why Maram learns to read the Gemara.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to go with that because it's the simplest. I think it's a simple way to read the Gemara, and I think the main point is basically however you read the Gemara, you end up in the same place, which is Tosus has to explain why in Rav Yosef or in Rabbi is the Gemara not considering this differentiation of Akira versus Hanacha like it did in Rabbi Akiva, and that's what essentially Tosus is going to explain. So, however you get to the bottom line is that Tosus hasn't answered that problem and still has to show, and that's what he tries to show. So I mean that's what I said. That is a way to read the Gemara, and I just feel like I don't need a gain in this. Listen to Sfara or another thing. I mean, you go work at the Chaz, you get the different. There's a different shot than Marshall. There's a different shot. It's complex, but I'm just gonna go with that. Okay, so we'll go with that. So essentially, that's the problem. Okay, essentially, the problem is that why is it that when it came to Rabbi Akiva, you said all you had evidence for was that he doesn't need Hanacha and Dala Dala. Maybe he needs Akira. But the same thing, when it comes to Rebbe, all you have evidence for is that he doesn't need a Hanacha. He has Hanacha on his is. But maybe he needs an Akira. So, but it didn't do that. So it just missed it. Why not? So let's see his answer. Okay? So his answer is, you have to understand. The Sover of Yosef. Yosef has this far here. The Dafka Akluta Derbi Akiva. The Lekha Hanacha Klal, that only by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds there's zero Hanacha whatsoever. You don't need any Hanacha, airspace. Okay? Then you could say, Iko Lemifra Ha Akira Bai. Then you could say, yeah, but maybe he still needs an Akira. Still needs an Akira. Okay. Aval, a Rabbi, De Bo'i Hanacha Gavis is Kol Shehu. And he does need a Hanacha. A little bit of Hanacha.
Right.
Who hadin de la Akira saga b'chalsho. So too, Akira also will suffice, will need a chalsho. As by him, you can't say, since he needs less for Hanacha, so he needs more for Akira. Okay, you can't say, you need a chalsho for the Hanacha, but the Akira means nothing, needs nothing. That you can't say. Why not? Not clear. It's not clear.
You mean
Akira needs Dalal? Well, right, the Akira needs Dalal, right. You can't say that the Hanacha needs, that the Hanacha only needs a Ziz, only needs a Kalshu, but the Akira needs Dalal. That you can't say. That if you hold that the Hanacha is enough to do a Kalshu, that Akira is also be enough to do a Kalshu. If you hold that the Hanacha, it could be nothing, then you could say, yeah, that needs nothing. But Akira still needs Dalal Dalal. And it just sounds like you're just making that up to answer
right.
The problem. I mean, it's just making that up. It's opposites. It's exactly opposites. It's by Rabbi Akiva needs less for the Hanacha, and he's saying he needs more for the Akira.
Right,
but it would seem on the contrary. If you need less for the Hanacha, and why isn't this a possibility? Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds you need nothing for the Hanacha, and you need a Ziz for the Akira. Like, why? Well, I had to just jump to saying he needs. You know, if you want to say he has nothing on the Hanacha, so he needs a little bit on this, maybe he doesn't need it as is.
Maybe
he only holds right. You need on the Hanacha, you need as is, and he has nothing on the Akira. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, just all the possibilities. It just sounds like he's just positing this. Because this, I mean, he's deducing it, so to speak, from the Gemara. But I mean, that's not a Svara. You're right. He's saying, well, this is Rios Svara. This is Rios Svara. What's the Svara? Where's their Svara for that? Even though this is Rav Yosef Svara, the Gemara later, Les Lehi Svara, Dur of Yosef. The Parach of Zerah, Dilma Cherim, Bo Akiras Makom Dalin, So he says, even though there's a real sisvara, that it can't be that Rebbe would hold that you need a ziz on the anacha, but a dal on the kira, but the Gemara later actually suggests maybe a cherem held that. Okay, so even though this is as much of a svara as it is, there's a machlokas here, whether that's a possible svara or not. Okay, so we'll leave that alone for. We have enough problems to deal with that. But in the back of our minds, after we explain why Rabbi Yosef Svara is convinced that you can't have this thing, then we're going to have to go back and show why it's you could have it, at least according to the other sheet. But you can't think about that when you're giving the svara. Okay? I told you this yesterday, I think the way to proceed here is to try to get down what's the machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi. Okay? Within Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi.
What are they arguing about?
Which is according to Rabbi Akiva. Let's just take the old fact, the old Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the old Rabbi Akiva was, he held that you it was just transferring your shas. That's what he said, right? Yes. Transferring your shas. And therefore, you don't need anything. You don't need kira anacha. Okay? So Gemara says, no, maybe he holds only a kira anacha, whatever, fine. But then, before that, so he holds a transfer of shos. So and you don't need anything, right? You don't even need a trust on a ziz. You don't need anything. But whereas opposed to the Rebbe holds no. You need something. You need it to rest on a ziz. Okay, you need it to rest on a ziz. It's not enough. You can't get rid of Akira altogether. You need to have anach on a ziz. Okay.
We imply it's not just transferring.
But then what is it? We only had two options. We had an option is that it's just transferring rishos, or it's changing the makom. Okay? Transferring rishos could be airspace. And makom needs dalad. So what's the svara for ziz? Where'd that come from? What kind of sense does that make? It says that you need to transfer it, and it has to land on a ziz. Why does it land on a ziz? What's your idea? Is your idea transfer rishos? And you need nothing. Is the idea makom? You need dal. Where'd that come from? That's really what I guess we have to know. We understand Rabbi Akiva either way. Two ways of Rabbi Akiva. But what's the deal with Rabbi? What kind of svara is there that you need as is? Forget Akira Nacha. Let's take whichever way you want. But what's the idea of needing as is? Why am I doing this? Because the whole total point is that in Rabbi Akiva, you can't make this play to differentiate between the Akira Nacha. So in Rabbi, you can't make this play, the friendship between Akira and Anacha. So let's understand what Rabbi's logic is in the first place. Forget differentiating between Akira and Anacha, whether you should or shouldn't differentiate. What sense does the thing make in the first place? Okay, so I think David's thing is good, is that really, we should be a little more definite about it. He really is like Rabbi Akiva. That really you just have to change the Rishas. Okay, you just have to put in the Rishas. But he holds that an object in motion, like contradicts. It's like it prevents its relationship with the rishos. Like motion is like it could fly away. It's not. It's like it's temporary, so to speak. The idea of a thing in motion is like omed to fly right out of the rishos, so to speak. And if it's flying, the idea of in the avir, in transit, an object in transit doesn't really have a relationship to the rishos. Because that's to enter the new Rishas and be in the Rishas. So the passing through the Rishas isn't in the Rishas. He holds that the transit doesn't have to be a munach per se. It doesn't have to have a kvias in the makom. But it simply can't be in transit. An object in transit lacks in its relation to the Rishas. It's just passing through. It's passing through here, no, passing through. It's passing through. But once it rests, even if it's on one tefach, it could be, I don't care, as long as it stops motion, as long as it, once it's resting, what does it mean resting? Doesn't mean it has an essential din makom, but it means it's not going anywhere. It's not flying out into other rishos. It may not be secure and stable, it may not have an essential relationship, but the motion has been prevented. It's not a positive idea of rest. It's the idea of, there's like, munach could be like a positive idea, like it's kavua and secure, or it could be an absence of motion. It could be a break in motion. And the motion he holds.
And by virtue
is
of
the
physical location, it therefore is related.
Yeah, it's in the rishos. And where is it related to? It's related to the avir. It's not related to the makom. Where's the makom? There's no makom. It's the avir. It's related to the avir. The same way as it's related to the rishos. A rishos has the makom, has the karka, and it has the avir. So it's related to the avir. So I was, there's the, it's a nidamakom, it's like the avir. And it could have, but I, it was an avir a second ago, yeah, but then it was in transit. The second it stops and it lands, now it's related to the avir, which is surrounding it. Not on a makom, there's no real makom, but it's not, it's the rishas. He agrees with the rishas, he just holds, that's what he holds, that's, and maybe he got better than machlokas, but that's what he holds, that the motion, the transit, is a contradiction to its relationship to the rishas. Okay, I, so why does Rabbi Akiva not bothered by that problem? You can say he's not, but no, we get better ones. But I'm saying is, but originally it thought Rabbi Akiva held that presumably it was Akira and Hanacha, right? I mean, that was, I guess, what Rabba was holding. And the Gemara only just said, Vidilma, you don't have a Raya. But that was definitely a Sfar at that time. Now, at that time, what happened to this transit idea? Well, he wasn't bothered by it, right? I mean, you could, well, let's say we'd pose this question to Rabbi Akiva at that moment, or to Rabba at that moment, to say, what is it? Wait a second. I think it's in transit. So you're saying it's very nice transferring Rishas, but it's not really related to that Rishas because it's passing through. So you just say, nah, it's still there. Like, is that his answer? Or is could we do better than that? That's the question. Could we do better than that? But this idea of in transit, it would go for a Kira Anacha. Point is that it never is really in the Rishas unless it was at rest on something. It has to be on something in order to be in transit. Or is it to be in transit? I'm sorry, it has to be on something. It has to be not in motion in order to say it's in the Rishas. So if it was just in passing through, it's not a kiror anacha. Maybe just that maybe this will work, okay? Is that what you're doing here is you have, what are you relating it to? You're relating to Rishas, right? Turning to Rishas. You know, Rishas, we said, has two components. It has the karka, I guess the makom, and it has the avir. Okay? So now it's because it's relating to the avir. Okay? It's gone into the avir of the Rishas. Ah. But how do you relate to avir?
Through
transit. That's avir. That's the nature of avir. You don't rest in avir. That is the way you relate to avir. Avir, in a sense, a rishus has avir, and you relate to things on the ground by being sitting down on the ground, kavua. You relate to things on the avir by being in the avir, by passing through. So he holds that it's true that in general we say that like it's in motion and transit, it takes away from the relationship. But he says the nature of avir is such that doesn't take away. It's related to the avir. I'll say, it's passing through, but that's, Rishos has avir, and that's its derech. That's the derech of relating something to avir. Otherwise, if it's resting, it's not in the avir. The avir is, the most things will just float in midair. That's the way they do it. That's the way it works. Or do you say no still? I mean, that's the question, is do you center as in general the idea of in motion in general that takes away from relationship to location? It's passing. But that's the question, is does the fact that it's the nature of avir, that's the nature of avir, circumvent that problem? Or you say still, bottom line is it's like a fleeting relationship and it's not, doesn't work. I can't go further. That's a conceptual question. It's like, does the fact that it's avir prevent that problem or not? Like, that's like a, maybe it's something to take further. Actually, that's a question, Shekel Das. Like, ultimately, like, what, whether that will prevent it. Will avir lend itself to a new type of a relationship? In general, a relationship has to be like, have permanence to it. If it's totally fleeting, a relationship is lacking. But if the nature of avir is such that that's the way you relate to it, do you say then that relationship, which is ordinarily a lack of a relationship, becomes recognized as a relationship? Or you say, no, that avir, bama, that's very nice, is avir, but you could relate to the avir. How do you relate to the avir then? So I guess if it's on something which is one by one. So it's on something that's one by one, so it's related to the avir and it's not moving. So let's say it's the only way to relate to avir, because you relate to the avir by being on something which is less than $1, so it's not on a makom, but it's related to the avir. But it's saying is, but still, that is a natural way that you relate to avir. So what are we doing? So we're explaining what the Shita Machlokas is. So what's Rabbi's Machlokas? The Machlokas is Rabbi and that old Rabbi Akiva. Right? Old Rabbi Akiva. The idea is definitely relating to Rishas. Relating to the Rishas. Maybe let's go one step further. So we have to do. So that's just our first step. So Rabbi holds the idea of, everybody will hold the idea of Otsa is transferring the Rishas, right? Changing the Rishas to the Chafta. But the idea is, therefore you just go from the Rishas Avir to Avir, Klutuk Mishoncha. But the only problem is that Rebbe holds that you need, transit is a Tadda Sasra to the relationship to the Rishas. And Rebbe Kiva holds, no, that's not a Tadda Sasra. Okay, so Rebbe holds you need a Ziz, You need it to be on a ziz, and Rabbi Akiva you don't need a ziz. Okay, fine. So now what? So now he's saying is,
if you hold that you need a kol shu, then you definitely are going to need.
Well, let's hold on 1 second. So let's see. What did the Gemara do? Within Rabbi Akiva, it says maybe Rabbi Akiva only holds that you don't need that airspace. It's just going to be totally airspace by Hanacha, but by Akira, he needs al adalit, right? So let's get that svara, and then let's try it in the Chacham, you know, and in the Rabbi. So that svara was, no, it's nothing to do with Rishas. Right. Nothing to do with Rishas, it's a whole new malacha. The malacha is uprooting kvias. Uprooting the kvias. Uprooting the kvias, breaking the kvias, and all you need to break the kvias is really you pick it up, and then you get it out of that Rishas, and now it has no shaykhas back to the original place. And therefore, you don't need a hanacha. Why should you need a hanacha? All you do is kli kumishancha. All you do is cross the border, and then basically you've completed the uprooting. The uprooting of the kviyas, so the chavtza.
He requires the aldal for akira.
Yeah, for sure, because it has the kviyas.
Right.
Okay, it just now then it just goes across.
Right.
Okay, and now the kviyas has no relate. Once it crosses that plane, there's no shaychus to the initial location. It's entirely the marshas. So that's the completion of the break of the kviyas is when you physically remove it and then you get out of the rishos. So you conceptually there's no tie to the other place.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was really sad. So now within Rabbi, so not say one try then Rabbi. So in Rabbi, you'll say, really, he holds you need dalal dalal in Akira. Which means that really he holds the essence. No, but so what doesn't work? You can't say. Okay. I'm saying what you can't say. So let's try it and see why you can't say it.
Okay,
so you can't say, what would you want to say? You need dalal dalal in Akira. What's the svara to say that?
With Akira.
Yeah, to differentiate between the Akira and the Anacha. The way to differentiate between the Akira and Anacha, the svara, the only svara is to say that the Malacha is uprooting the Kvias. Uprooting the Kvias. And therefore, you only need the Akira. So why do you have to transfer from the Rishos? Because that completes the transfer. So now, then what?
Why do you need the Kol Shu?
Yeah, then what? Now you have to put it down on a Kol Shu? What does that have to do with it? What does putting it down on a Kol Shu have anything to do with completing the uprooting? You've completed uprooting when you've transferred the border. But now, putting it down means that Hanacha is actually a component of the Malacha.
Right.
So if Hanacha is a component of the Malacha, So now, obviously, he's not holding that the malacha is just akira. He must be holding, there's akira and there's hanacha. And so how do you have hanacha? It's only on a ziz, it's only on a kol shu. So it must be he's holding the malacha is transfer the rishos, from rishos, you don't need a makam. You don't need makam. Oh, so then, what's the difference then in the akira and the hanacha? They're the exact same thing. Because that's he can't be holding that other, if you're holding that position, that svara of, uprooting the Rishas, uprooting it, then once you cross the plane, then that's done. But the idea is, like I said, that when did we say that if it's in transit, it's lacking? That's, you say, if you're trying to relate to the second Rishas, if it's in transit, it lacks in relationship to the second Rishas. So that's true. But you don't say, but here you don't need if you're talking about breaking the kvias, you don't need it to relate to the second rishos. All you have to say is that as long as it's in the airspace of the first one, it's lacking, it hasn't broken its kvias. So now once it's in the out of the first place, I don't care if it's positively related to the second rishos. Point is, there's no shaykhus whatsoever to the first rishos. So therefore, the kvias has been uprooted. The fact that he holds that if you hold uprooting, then the second you cross the plane, you break the thing. It has no shaykhus whatsoever to the original rishos because you've uprooted the location. It has no shaykhus. It's out of the airspace. The idea is as long as it's still in the airspace, it's related back to its initial place. Once it crosses, it's out. So if you hold it, you need a ziz in the second rishos. It must be you're not holding that. It's a din of akira. That's the essence of the malacha is the uprooting it from the rishos. So that well am I? You're holding its. It's just the transferring of the rishos. It's not the essence. There's no emphasis on akira as opposed to hanacha. So if that's the case, then it must be he's holding, since ziz is good in the hanacha, it's just transferring rishuyos. So it's just transferring rishuyos. Then what's the difference on akira and the hanacha? There's no reason to differentiate. So there is a question. Question is that we said that you don't need it to be just to leave the airspace of this rishos, because he said then karmelis. It goes into karmelis, it should work. But he holds karmelis doesn't work. It has to go from rishuyos to rishuyos. He said, because because it has to really be removed to the opposite rishos. It has to really be removed from the rishos. And as long as it's not to the opposite rishos, then you don't say it's like it still retains its relationship to the original place. So if that's the case, then here, if it's going in the avir of the other new rishos, the rishos yachid, but he's saying it's in transit, and transit lacks in the relationship to the opposite rishos, then it's not going to work. Yeah, then you say you need a culture in order
for
to create, yeah, in order for the akira, right? Exactly, to create the relationship to the other rishos, the opposite rishos will be an uprooting.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's a good question.
For the Hanachos of the Akira, then.
So maybe that's what the other side held, the Rezera. That's what I was there. I don't like it. Okay, but we're at a point. I mean, we have to work it out. I mean, if either we can work out your answer, or if there's no answer, I mean, and this is where we're up to. The machlokas between Rav Zera and we're ready. You know, we're ready for the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Zera. You know, because apparently Rav Zera holds that was a svara that you could hold it. So he must hold something like that. You know, I mean, this is where we're at. We're ready. You know, ready to. But you got to do is in the Chazara when you do Monday, you got to review this before Shir because it's gonna. I'm just gonna quickly go over that. I mean, there's a lot of lead up, build up into this, but we're gonna. Yeah, I'm not going to just go through the whole thing again. I like, so if you're listening or whatever, what else after that? After we do that, if we do more than that, go further in the next Gemara, the Elon. I want to say Abaye. Yeah, I don't want to get the rest of the Tosas is more the Cheshbon. So I just want to get that in Tosas. Maybe I don't get that. That's the Girsos in that other Gemara inside of it. So the next Elon. Do the Gemara, Elon. Before you do Tosas, do the Gemara. The way he learns, Abaye's way of learning. This is my Chogas. Shadi, Nov, Basarikaro, or not. Very interesting.